I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me.
Hey, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, which has focused on innovation and quality, presumably not in the past tense. It's a Thing designs podcasts and experiences that have an everyday place in people's lives. Thanks for joining us.
Has focused, but doesn't anymore.
Occasionally. Oh.
A Swiss company focused on innovation and quality.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we could say is focused.
A podcast focused on innovation and quality, I guess. Yeah,
I like the idea that it occasionally does that, but like not all the time.
It has focused on it, but we kind of gave up on that.
Depends on the day, honestly.
Suppose that's true.
Some days more quality, less innovation. Like, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, it's a living. That's what I was going to say, but that's not really right either. It's Logitech. That's who we're parodying. Logitech.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, just look down at your mouse and your keyboard, and I guarantee one of them is that.
Both of them are in my case.
Oh, both of them are in my case too. That's amazing. Same. Oh, that's awesome.
Neither of them are metallic, though, but your clothes are.
Yes.
At least according to Fashion and ET Online, metallic clothing is fall's flashiest new trend. Everybody's lighting up runways right and left, both in the fashion weeks around the world and red carpets for award shows with shiny dresses, the kind of shiny dresses you might normally see like at New Year's, right? Gala situations. We're getting metallics. Everything's metallic. The world's gone metallic.
I mean, this is so true. I'm a little embarrassed, actually, that I just spent a week in New York with a whole intense wardrobe conversation pre and during that involved, on multiple occasions, conversations about how metallics are super in.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why these like metallic tennis shoes and like bright silver over here and metallics are super in, and I don't know what to do. This is one of those times of the trend where I just put my head down and power through because it's like it's so flashy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'll go away. You're right. You just power through.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's the kind of fashion trend you're going to want to buy and keep in your wardrobe for a long time. Unless you like to bring things back every 20 years. But yeah, it's hot right now. And if, correct me if I'm wrong, Molly, because it is on the runways in Fashion Week means that it will carry on into 2024.
For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I did find this one cute dress, the Sonia Rib knit dress.
I could do like sneakers, metallic.
It's like hot. Yeah. I mean, metallic sneakers is pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
And like studs, you know, a lot of them will have like little metallic studs on them. Mm-hmm, and it's a cute look. I mean, very flashy. I like this dress, though. Metallic purple Sonia rib knit. Okay. See, now I'm shopping.
See, that's the tell. That's how you know it's real.
It really is. I'm like, well, that is pretty cool. You do have to be careful with this, though. I'm just going to issue the thing warning, which is that you're going to be just buy the ones that are on sale or, you know, don't go all the way to the Dolce Vita Arabelle loafers that are literally bright silver.
Yeah. Because
shiny silver,
you'll get to the day that you want to wear them and not want to wear them after all.
Exactly.
Too often. Yeah.
I like the crossover of the Abercrombie and Fitch vegan leather 90s straight pant.
Oh, metallic.
Everything happened there. They're metallic. They're bright silver.
Uh-huh.
They're vegan leather because vegan is super in.
Yeah.
And they're 90s cut.
Wow.
Yeah. These have it all. These are like, these are Nirvana. of thingness.
Are that they being not worn by a barefoot joke. Gen Xer too? Or
I mean, I don't mean to jump ahead, but man, did we get a lot of feedback about barefoot thing?
Yeah,
wow. We'll get there in a minute. I am, on behalf of all of you who are walking around barefoot, just manifesting that you are not going to get tetanus in your foot.
Oh my God, this is such a thing.
Yeah. Why am I so late on this? Or rather, I'm glad I got to it now, because now is the moment when manifesting is such a thing that all of the corresponding articles that I found about it are from like the Today Show and AOL.com.
See, that's
from like the last 2 weeks.
That's the move, Molly. You say it's the move. That you are, you have waited for it to hit the mainstream to, you know, solidify, make its entry into the book of thingology.
Exactly. Could be the move. Wait until it's on the Today Show. Could be the move. Yeah. Today.com. It seems like the summer actually is when it really hit. July and August, there were a bunch of articles in super mainstream outlets about like manifesting and how to do it, the process of changing your thoughts, words, feelings, and beliefs. And this, it's no surprise that manifesting is coming along hand in hand with astrology and crystals and tarot and occult and all of the other kind of like embrace of woo-woo that is a part of our moment. But yeah, manifesting, it's like the whole conversation. It goes along with the vision boards. You embody your goal. You take action, though, because it can't only be just thinking about it. You're supposed to
manifest it.
You have to manifest it, but then you actually also have to do it.
Well, wait, I thought I was just manifesting. Why do I have to do it? Couldn't I just do it then? Why'd I have to manifest it if I have to do it anyway?
Exactly. You still have to act toward the goal. For example, if you are trying to manifest love in your life, you can manifest and meditate on it and think positively and be grateful for the things you already have, but also you have to download the dating app.
You also have to meet people. I mean, I guess that makes sense, right? Right. You can't just stay at home with the door locked.
Right. Have to do something and then just hope that like he comes and knocks. Yeah, like that's somehow. Not
right.
That's not how it goes. Manifesting.
I have heard this
it's a freaking thing
in all kinds of contexts too, beyond the literal one. Like you've hit the core of this, but like people using it when they're like, "Oh, I'm just hoping for something to happen," right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm manifesting the Chiefs are going to win this weekend. That kind of usage. Like I've seen people saying stuff like that.
Yeah, it's also the new. It's very interesting because like the woo woo revival is decidedly secular. Mm-hmm. So I have also heard people say, I'm going to try to manifest that for you I'm praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like,
yeah,
there was a time when you would maybe have said, I'll pray for you.
Yeah.
But now it's let's manifest that.
And so if I'm going to take that way too far, in the moments where in the past I would have jokingly said, pray for me, I'll just say manifest for me.
Yeah. Manifest that for me.
Okay. All right.
Or let's manifest. Or sometimes you just literally clasp hands and go, manifest.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. These are good. These are helpful. Yeah,
I'm glad I got that stake in the ground today, because this is going to be like,
this
is going to be too far gone in like 5 minutes.
It's gonna nailed be turned it. Milk. I want to put one in the record in the record, you'll see why that's funny. Yo. In a second. I have seen a lot in Los Angeles and Seoul, and I'm wondering if you're seeing it elsewhere. I'm going to guarantee it's in Brooklyn. I'm just saying that. Vinyl record bars. So these are places where you go in, they serve drinks. They're kind of on the edge of those fancy cocktail, like, you know, what's it called? Handcrafted cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
There's a word for it that's escaping me now, but they're on the edge of that, where their drinks are on the fancy end. And then there's different variations of this, but it's usually like you might have the ability to go ask for a record and play it at a station, or ask for a record to be played throughout the place. But the idea is there's a library of vinyl records, and while you're at the bar enjoying your drink, you can enjoy music from the records somehow.
Yeah, we have one in Oakland. Yeah,
Okay, yep. Good. Yep.
It is literally everything that you have described with, I will only add,
artisan.
Hi-fi. It's hi-fi. Yes, Tartum. I was wondering if that's where you were going, yes, but I was like, well, but yeah. So this is a hi-fi record listening bar because you wouldn't go there to just listen to like crappy, scratchy tunes.
No.
And according to the website, this place, Bar Shiru, is inspired by the hi-fi bars found in Tokyo.
Okay.
I've and been you to one can enjoy too. Whiskey highballs and yep. kick back to the smooth sounds of jazz and soul vinyl. Played on an analog vinyl-centric sound system. So yeah, we have one. Seems like it didn't open all that long ago.
That's all I needed. Because I've been to one in Tokyo. They've been in Tokyo for a while. And the one in Tokyo, you just wrote your... They had a book. You wrote your selection down that you wanted them to play on a post-it note, I think. And oh, gave really? It to the server. And then they would put it in the queue. And eventually, your song would get played off vinyl. Or album side or whatever. But then the ones in Seoul were more like personal listening stations, at least the ones that I saw. So that's, they vary around. It's, but the fact that it's made it to Oakland too, not that Oakland is behind, but the fact that it's like, oh, it's not just in the two places I noticed it, but it's elsewhere makes me think, and it's recently open. Definitely.
And Oakland has that kind of like a little bit of Brooklyn hipster crossover thing.
Oh, totally. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a thing.
That's a thing.
That's a good one. I like that one. I also am just the world's biggest fan lately. My new favorite thing on the internet is interspecies love.
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody just relax. And every time I say it, someone's like, I don't know what you mean. I feel uncomfortable. And I mean, when like a puppy is best friends with a turtle.
Oh, yes. That's lovely, actually. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
It's just the best. So, you know, for a while, because what I have really been tracking is frankly the evolution and the constant up-leveling of cute critter videos. Like the internet was built on cat videos, but that is not going to cut it anymore. Now you have animal videos that fall into multiple categories. Like I went from huskies to horses to right now I'm super into pit bulls. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Pity content. Uh-huh. So freaking adorable.
So cute.
But my other favorite part of this is interspecies love.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like not enough anymore to just have a cute dog or a cute cat. You have to have a dog that adopts foster cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or an actual puppy that is in fact friends with a tortoise or a cat that rides on the back of a horse. And they're just all, or like that one where like the cat is nuzzling the dolphin.
Yep. Yep.
And it, I'm telling you, this is the next tier. This is the like S tier of animal content right
the
now.
S class.
Interspecies love. The S class.
This is for real too. Just yesterday, I don't even know why or where, but I was watching a video of a little puppy being nuzzled by yellow baby chicks. You know?
Aww.
And they're like trying to eat his tongue and he pulls his tongue away and then they're like cuddling and it's like, exactly what you're talking about. Like this is a good one. This one is happening. It's a so very unsettling good. Name if you don't know the context.
Which is frankly like why I like to call it that because it just is hilarious. Totally. And it
I'm
makes
sure that's
laugh.
Why everybody calls it that. Yeah.
There's apparently, thank you, Afi James, for pointing out that the Dodo has a series specifically for interspecies love, and the one I found on YouTube just now is called The World's Cutest Interspecies Friendships.
Yay.
Because I was just looking for the views, but I can't find them. But yeah,
I love this one.
So adorable. And you can go to TikTok and there's two tags, interspecies and interspecies love, because this is literally what we call it.
That's its name.
And it's not alien related at all. It's just cute animals getting along with other cute animals.
So what do
animals.
We call it when the aliens finally come? We're just going to have to come up with something. Yeah.
No, we call it the same thing, yeah.
Alien.
Definitely.
Love.
We lean right into the confusion as much as possible.
Yeah, why not?
But yeah, please believe me when I tell you that right now, this is what you need to look at on the internet and nothing else.
That is a prescription that Dr. of Thingology Molly Wood has just issued you. Please fill it immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, whew. Everything else? No, thank you. I also saw the cat that adopts the tiger cubs. I know. Sometimes I feel like I've seen them all, but I'm still working my way through the list.
There's always a new one.
So cute.
Very good one. Very good one. We also get good ones from the folks in the audience. They send them to us feedback at itsathing.me.
Yes, they do. And a lot of them have things to say about feet. Eric wrote in with some thoughts on bare feet, saying, "You guys are way behind the times. Us boomers in Hawaii were always walking around barefoot during our Hanabata days."
Good point.
But yeah. When we were talking about this, actually, I was thinking about my buddy Trent, who moved here when he was 12 and had never worn shoes. He'd worn flip-flops.
Yeah. But
living in Hawaii is very different from the grounding trend.
That's a good point that we should bracket off. Like, obviously, places like Hawaii and other places have been doing this forever. So, yeah, good point. Thank you, Eric. Dustin, a.k.a. Lord Mulgar, has some more barefoot thoughts. "Hi, Molly and Tom. I'm listening to episode 286, where you discuss the barefoot movement. I wanted to mention that ever since I heard about hookworm on the Stuff You Should Know podcast, I have been conditioned into never wanting to walk barefoot, not even on soft grass in the park. Going out to touch grass will never happen, at least not with my feet. And here's a link to that episode if you're interested."
No, thank you. No, thanks. Thank you, but no thanks.
Yeah, I can see where that episode might turn you off. I haven't watched it, but I can imagine.
I'm going to go ahead and pass and believe you and keep my shoes on. Ravi wrote in with another potential 90s thing. "Dear Lyric Tool," which is an anagram.
Okay.
"I've got a thing." Yeah, that's a positive provocation for the rest of you, isn't it? "I've got a thing check for you. Forgive me if you've already mentioned this on the show. Have you noticed more and more men wearing earrings? It seems like it could be part of the 90s comeback. BOL forever."
Aww.
"Yes, I have. And my kid wants to get his ears pierced, and he wants big old diamond studs."
Well, maybe I should put my stud back in.
It's back.
Because I had it all through the 90s.
Yep.
Then I took it out in 1999, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just told my son, speaking of like things that crazily happened in the 90s, that I had my tongue pierced for 9 years. And he just about dropped his soda. Like, he was like, "What?
You did what?"
I'm like, yeah, 90s stuff, man.
Yeah,
90s stuff.
It's all back.
It's all back.
Oh, this is one we need. Matt Bat on apple bottom jeans. "Okay, I know I'm late to the party, but I just heard Tom and Molly asking why apple bottom jeans is a thing. I can tell you what had it stuck in my head for a week. Louis Armstrong singing apple bottom jeans while the YouTuber used AI to help him. If you look at his older videos, he has been revoicing songs without AI, and it takes more talent than ChatGPT monkeys. I was constantly showing this and a few other 'There I Ruined It' videos to people for weeks, and that Apple Bottom Jeans song is the one that consistently got stuck in my head."
Whoa. Are we going to be able to play that, do we think, or no?
It's not impossible.
Low, low, low.
But I was not prepared.
Right.
It may be one moment, please.
Maybe we can. Okay. I'll wait.
If you would like to tip your waitress...
I was going to say I could read the next thing, but but that'll mess up the edit.
All right, hold on.
Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. Oh, the old club was looking at her. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, Shawty got low, 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 low.
Whoa. Okay, that's wild. So wait, that's a dude?
That is AI creating apple bottom jeans.
Holy, in the voice of Louis Armstrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over.
Custom AI just voice model created by the awesome folks at Papa Music 1714 on "There I Ruined It."
Damn.
Okay,
that was incredible.
Yeah.
Thank you for making that work, because wow, it was worth it. Peg in Seattle wrote in with the new old thing about colors. "Dear Motori, oh my, the doing your colors thing. So very common in the age of the suit and tie beau for women. I'm a younger boomer, and when I entered the workplace, I remember so clearly going to Nordstrom to have my colors done so I could buy the right suits and blouses and ties, not scarves, really ties in a bow. I believe Color Me Beautiful was first published in the 70s, but really took off in the early 80s, right along with Dress for Success. Funny to think back on that. I had swatches in a little carrying wallet so I could be so sure I was buying the right winter palette clothing. To this day, when I happen on anything in the olive greens, mustard yellow, burnt orange range in clothing, I remember being draped in those colors at Nordstrom, and it made me look truly ill. Just like you'd like to know that this was a big thing 40 years ago, but WTM. What's the move?
Color Me Beautiful. I can picture the paperback right now because people used to sell it back to us at Half Price Books in Austin when I worked there in the 90s. And we used to go through it and like had just have fun, like, you know, looking at all the old 70s color advice. I believe I was a yellow rejector, according to Color Me Beautiful.
Oh my gosh. I got to look this up. That's incredible. Peg,
thank you for that, you know, that rush of nostalgia. I'd forgotten all about that book.
Yeah. Also, thank you, because it's so funny because I am a younger Gen X, but when we were talking about this being a thing, I was like, this has always been a thing. But I think what I was thinking is that it was a thing for my mom.
Yeah. Yeah. And like many
who
things,
had the book and was talking about the colors all the time. Yeah. Totally. This is a complete boomerang. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
A boomerang.
Boomerang.
Well, folks, we wouldn't be here having so much fun if you weren't here supporting us, hopefully having just as much fun with us. And the people who support us the most on our Patreon get special artisan. I remember the word this time. Shout outs.
That's right. Handcrafted by one producer, Rich. Thank you for supporting us at the shout out level. This week's shout outs are based on a description of a portafilter for an espresso machine.
Portafilter for an espresso
which
machine.
Which I can tell you, recently, my portafilter got a hole in it.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry to hear that. And that'll mess up your groove. Yeah, you got to replace your portafilter, and then you want to do your research.
And you'll need the description.
And make sure you get the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'll take the top paragraph and you take the bottom two.
Sounds good to me.
All right. This sturdy 58 millimeter naked Brian Jian. I'm going to start over. Welcome to the shout outs, Brian. Week two. Here we go. This sturdy 58 millimeter naked Brian Gianforcaro from Louis Saint-Amour is stainless steel and includes a precision 20-gram Gabriel Cohen insert basket. Like any bottomless Valor trucks, or naked Kevin Sill, as he's sometimes referred to, you'll be able to better perfect your art of Eric Duncan, seeing where Joe Hood is occurring, or how different Lee Price distribution methods are helping reduce AJ Venturella and other common issues while pulling a shot of Laura Abel.
Sit back and enjoy cool-looking Benjamin Forrest in Jake Woods Extraction from underneath Mike Akins. It's compatible with all Morris Jones Home James C. Smith machines. Audrey Stoll Adler's spot is processed in the order in which they're received.
Oh, I really, in retrospect, should have just flip-flopped that and given you all the naked.
Naked.
Naked, 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 interspecies love. Ha!
Ah, you get it all, and it's a thing, my friends.
You really do. Thank you for making sure that this show happens week after week. We are grateful for your support at patreon.com/itsathing. You also, should you join us as a member, get cool stuff like our Discord, where you can chat along live with us and our super fans, and an ad-free RSS feed. That's patreon.com/itsathing.
Would you like a purple metallic dress? Things like that and others are available in our affiliate links. Look for them in the show notes or over at our shopping page at itsathing.me/shop. And keep those things coming. When you spot one, send it to us. Feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.